Okay, we've reached the end of our time together. If you want to clear some more of your old beliefs, just play this recording over again and bring a different belief in every time. Do give yourself time to integrate, though. I suggest deleting one belief a day, or two if you're really wanting a clean out. And remember, when you rearrange your inner landscape like this, it takes some time to integrate. So if you can, take a walk in nature or take a hot bath to give yourself time for that. You may have memories pop up or new experiences happen to you. So welcome them all and treat yourself gently. I appreciate your time and your attention and your being here with me and your joining me on this journey. I send you off with my blessings and with my love. May all of your relationships be healed. May they all be loving, and may they all be compassionate. And may you continue to deepen your love everywhere you go. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Now we'll return to the recording of the Q&A session from the live class. Okay, thank you for going on that journey with me. And if you're willing to share your experience, we'd love to hear from you and hear what your experience was. So, Barbara, let's hear from you.
Oh, boy. Gosh, I had such a hard time with this initially. I really did. It was so intense. But then, you know, it ended up well.
Good, good. What was the old belief that you got rid of?
Oh, the belief was and is, you know, nobody cares, nobody's available.
Right. Quite a common belief for infants who have a busy or neglectful parents. And what was your new belief?
Well, I did take the one that you said because it was just it just fit. Love is available to me at all times. It just hit home for me, you know, right in the heart.
Wonderful. What did your outfit look like?
It was lovely. It was a really breezy, lightweight, carefree, you know, like knee-length red sundress, kind of.
Great. And how did it feel?
Well, really touchable and open and receptive and yeah, it felt wonderful, fun.
Just like you, right?
Yeah, like dancing, you know, dancing. That's what comes to mind, dancing in the warm sunlight. That's how I felt. It was like dancing in the sunlight. I loved it.
That's great. So you are in that place where you know love is available, and you're touchable,
yeah.
And you're sunlight, and you're approachable, and people are approachable. That's wonderful.
Yes, definitely. Very, very wonderful feeling, and really touching to feel it, actually. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks
so much. Yeah. I'd like to take one more person sharing about what your experience was, and then we'll go into the Q&A mode. So let's see. Victoria, let me give you the microphone. Okay, Victoria, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Okay. My negative belief that I came up with is that I just can't trust it. I can't trust love.
Can't trust love, yeah. Another very common belief. And what was your new belief when you got rid of that one?
I trust that I am loved and supported unconditionally.
That sounds way better.
Yeah, a lot better. Yeah, but two things happened that were kind of interesting. When I was taking off my old outfit, so first it just didn't want to go at all. It was like sticky. Finally, I did get rid of it, but then there was like this blowback of ashes and smoke, and it came back on me. So I decided to take a shower. I put a shower into my closet. I took a shower then and there, and that helped. My new outfit... was me as a little girl swinging in a pink dress.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that you installed a shower. It's very creative. And that shows that anything's possible in the imaginal realm. So say the new belief again because it was so great.
I trust that I am loved and supported unconditionally.
Mm,
I love that image of you as a little girl swinging, because when you're on a swing, there's something very secure about it. You know, you see those big heavy chains, and you know that you're safe, and yet it's also exciting and a little dangerous at the same time. You can feel the world swinging back and forth. It's a wonderful mm-hmm. feeling, like oh wow, when you get to that high point, and then there's the wee of the swing in between.
Oh yeah, really?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, I could see myself pumping my legs. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing was there were a lot of people around me, but more like spirit people. I mean, they weren't necessarily people I recognized. I just kind of sensed like a lot of people who loved me around me, mm-hmm. watching me swing.
Oh, that is wonderful. You know, as children, we look to see if we're being loved mm-hmm. at the moment. You know, children experience love in those ways that I said, right? You know, is it secure? Is it dependable? Am I accepted? Am I
right.
well-regarded? And if we don't experience that, then we come to the conclusion nobody loves me or I'm not loved, and there's obviously something wrong with me and I'll never have what I need. And we make all those conclusions, right?
Yeah.
The true fact is that there's always someone who loves us. The divine loves us unconditionally all the time. And as children, we lose touch with that truth. So it's part of this process to bring it back, to bring back the recognition that we're always loved, that love is always available to us. That's really wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Well, there was just one other thing that I wanted to add.
Yeah, please.
That happened
please.
As I was leaving. I think this may be something I need to do more with. As I was leaving, I decided I didn't want to leave my closet as a little girl in a pink dress. I put on this other outfit, which was quite nice. It was kind of regular clothes, like a nice black sweater and white slacks. It was something that I felt very elegant and confident in and also kind of relaxed in. So I left. This started a couple of sessions ago when I left, that instead of flying away from my house, a big black limo comes and picks me up at my front door.
A limousine, how great, how wonderful, that's fabulous.
Yeah, well, this limousine came, again, it's like kind of standard now when I leave my home. A limousine just pulls up. I got in the car, and when I got in the car, at first there was somebody else there who reached for me with a smile. And then this person changed to be somebody I was afraid of. That was it.
Wow. How did you interact with this person that you were afraid of?
Well, I kind of stopped it. Like, the guided instructions went on, but it was just like a little weird. I was trying to decide. Like, I didn't really react. I just was thinking whether or not I really wanted to continue to use that limo if it keeps showing up.
Well, you're bringing up a couple of wonderful things about the belief closet. You know, first, you got the blowback, and you created a shower. That was perfect. And you know, what's wonderful about this process is that it's really unlimited. You get to create anything that you want that works for you. And people create all kinds of things. You know, whatever you do, that's perfect for you, and there's no limitations. So the metaphors that we use in the belief closet process, like the incinerator. You know, some people say, no, I prefer to throw it in the sun, or I prefer to just disappear it into the light. You know, great, whatever works for you. So whatever works for you is great, and there's no limitations. The second thing is that when things appear in your belief closet, as this person just appeared in your limousine, it represents a belief or a part of you that wants to communicate something to you. So if we were working one-on-one, we'd interview that person, find out who they are and what they represent in your life. You know, what belief does that person or relationship represent? So everything can be handled and talked about as if it's a belief, anything that comes up. So I appreciate your illustrating all of that.
You know, I kind of felt that. Like at the end, I felt like this is another belief coming on. But I just kind of stopped it then and thought, well, I guess I'll deal with that later. But I really appreciate the information on that line because, well, it scared me a little bit. So I just said, okay, I'm just going to put this aside for now. And I do appreciate that, understanding it better. Thank you.
Wonderful. And just remember that anything that scares us is just a part of us. And so there's nothing to be scared of. It's just showed up to show us something. So it's it's all very exciting and interesting. So I appreciate it and appreciate your sharing.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay, so now let's go back to the people who had their hands raised. So give me a moment here. And it's Bobby. Bobby, what's up for you?
Okay, what came out for me in the closet is I took off this outfit. I was in my early 20s, tomboyish, wearing gray pants, black belt, short hair, zigzaggy, chubby, short. So my feelings were sort of contorted. My new outfit was, I'm divine love.
Yeah. And what was the old belief?
I couldn't trace it. I couldn't figure out where it came from.
Okay, that's fine. So this was a kind of distorted self-image. Did you ever look like that, or was it something completely out of the blue?
Completely out of the blue. I have no idea where that came from. All I can tell you is that I've been contemplating for a year to cut my hair really short.
Wow.
Weird. Yeah, it's in that zigzag kind of stuff. It's kind of weird that came up.
Wow, so that's amazing. So did you happen to ask the outfit, what belief are you?
No, I didn't ask that.
Okay, so that's what we do when something unusual comes up. Sometimes the outfit just appears, and that's what's happened in this case. It just appeared. And it's always some belief, and so we ask the question at the moment, what belief are you?
Okay, I remembered just now. I did, actually. I asked, but I couldn't get an answer. Gee, I'd forgotten that. I asked, couldn't get an answer.
Yeah, well, that happens sometimes, too. So beliefs can be kind of intractable. You know, they're not used to having a conversation, so you have to cajole them or poke at them a little bit and say, what belief are you? You know, and will you speak to me? I want to hear it in English, or at least show me a picture. And if it doesn't answer right away, you can probe it and try different things. And eventually it'll give you some information in some form, but that's fine. You got rid of it. And the new belief was?
Well, in getting rid of it, I could feel my whole body jolting. In particular, I could feel that tingle in my legs. I've sort of been having issues with my legs. It's almost like I feel like they're cemented, like there's hardly any flow in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to take off that outfit, and that's what happened. I was melting that outfit down all the way to the floor, but it was almost like there wasn't enough time for me to completely let it melt out or just take it off before I could come in and start wearing the new outfit. What happened was I was able to almost wear it on top of the old outfit. That's how it felt to me.
Well, that's very understandable. So the subconscious mind works in metaphors. You know, what it's saying is you haven't quite cleared that one, but you can still create a new belief. You can wear it on top. It's just like the old one is still not quite gone. So let me suggest that you work with it and just redo the belief as you had it. Just bring back the outfit and remember what it looks like, and then begin with a question, what belief are you? So it sounds like it has something to do with your physicality, because it brought tingles to your legs and you're having issues with your legs. So it's something about your physical being, you know, how you look or how you feel. So something's going on there. So just bring it back into your belief closet and redo it. And that's the great thing about this process, is there's no way to do it wrong. There's just a lot of ways to do it right.
And that's a great suggestion. Yes, I will do that. And thank you so much for that push in the right direction. Thank you, Lion.
You are very welcome. And feel free to call me if you need help or support.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So let's go to Michael. And Michael, you have the mic. Mike has the mic.
Hello, Lion. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. Let's see. A couple weeks ago, you walked me through the belief closet process, and the outfit that I came up with for the belief was that we just created this black neoprene wetsuit, and
right.
You had me hand that over. And we invited my mom into the closet, and then I handed the wetsuit to her, and that seemed to work well. I felt great. Then a couple days ago, I had a dream where there was this wetsuit in a dumpster, and I really needed it. I started actually climbing into the dumpster thinking, oh, I need to get this out of here. This might come in handy sometime. And then fortunately, my partner, Jeff, he was with me in the dream, and he convinced me that, no, we don't live anywhere near the ocean. We don't need that wetsuit. You should just leave it here. And it seems to me like it represents the belief, even though I threw it away, it's kind of still there, kind of on the fringes.
Beautiful. That's great. So dreams are another way that the subconscious talks to us. And we're very close to our dream self when we're in the belief closet. So let's just imagine that this was a belief closet experience, or even that the belief closet's part of your dream. So they both exist in this imaginal realm. So in the dream, at some level, you believed you needed this belief or that it would come in handy. Can you remind me what the belief was that we got rid of?
Yeah, it was, I am lazy and irresponsible.
Okay. So remember that metaphors in the subconscious are very creative and they make sense in some way. So a wetsuit is protective, right? It keeps you warm in cold water. It keeps you from getting too cold. It prevents you even from dying, right? It's a form of protection. So that belief was protecting you in a certain way. Even though it's a lousy belief to have, in some way it protected you, or it aligned you in a way with your mom who believed that. So it represented this thing that your mother said to you. And in some ways it was representative of the relationship you have with your mother. So when we give up beliefs, sometimes there's a part of us that feels like, well, if I give that up, I'm also giving up the relationship.
Okay, right.
Yeah. So there's a young part of us that says, no, I need that. Okay, so even though it's been terrible for me, I need it. I need it because it's the bond we have in this relationship. So sometimes this happens when you're discreating something in the belief closet. It sticks around or it comes back, or there's a part of it that doesn't want to go. So the part that doesn't want to go is usually some kind of protection or some kind of connection, which is basically what your subconscious is saying. So this wetsuit and the belief represent your bond with your mom. So there may come a time when you need that belief to connect with her. Maybe she can't change her view of you. You know, to her, you're the lazy and irresponsible boy. She can't see you any other way. So you need that belief in order to connect with her. But you don't want to be wearing it all the time. So maybe it is useful at times. Maybe it might come in some kind of attachment. It might be a part of you that's saying, it was with me for so long, I might need it again.
Right.
So with your conscious mind, just decide, do you really want to be rid of it, or is there something about it that you want to keep? So I'd explore that question, go a little deeper with it. Now, usually there's an aspect of the belief we want to keep, like the connection we have or the protection it's providing. It's fine to keep those aspects, just update them so they serve you and get rid of the rest of it.
Okay, I see, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the last thing that I find interesting is that you gave it to your mother and it ended up in a dumpster, so she must have gotten rid of it, right? So apparently she didn't need it either.
Yeah, she just said, well, I don't need this. Well, good for her.
Yeah, really? That's great. Yeah. So that's what happened is that, you know, you found it after she dumped it, right? And so you thought, well, maybe it still is useful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that line.
Great. You're very welcome.